Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. State Department's latest International Religious Freedom Report puts a human face to the suffering of millions. Using Asia Bibi to make its case, the report's findings suggest that Pakistan is actually among the worst violators of religious freedom. Open Doors' David Curry says this year, besides Pakistan, countries of particular concern include Central African Republic, Egypt, Iraq, and Nigeria. So what can we do? We can pray. Now and on Sunday, November 1st, the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. And church leaders in Europe have challenges of a different sort. Some say the whole region is post-Christian. To an extent, this might be true, but God is at work in Scotland. Biblica's Carl Moeller says last summer, they gave out scripture booklets to about 25% of all the homes in Scotland. Find ways to join the IDOT prayer vigil or discover how to reach Europe for Christ at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. I'm Ruth Kramer.